a yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. The writer is saying that all the promises that God has made, he will keep them, and they are yea. You know, when the word promise means a divine assurance, and when I think about the word divine, I think about the supreme being, God himself. You know, when you talk about the assurance and the saying that God is for certain, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. You know, according to the Bible, Dake's Bible, it states all of God's promises are yea and so be it, or yes and true. In him, they are always yes. In him, they are always truthful. In other words, God is a true God. Whatever he said, it will come to pass. You know, it say in him, and the word in means a fixed position, a permanent, a unchangeable. And when I think about the word unchangeable, I think about God as being immutable. He's unchangeable. He's not going to change. And you know, it say no matter what he has promised, he will keep it. God's word is sure, it's positive, firmly established, a setup, absolute, trustworthy, completely reliable, totally dependable. You know, and his word is credible. You know, sometimes we forget who has made the promises to us, but it's God himself. You know, we have to realize that God is not like man. You know, man may say one thing and do something totally different. But what God say, he's going to do exactly what he said he would do. Ezekiel 12 and 25, God said, that what he spake shall come to pass. Good or bad, it will come to pass. All of God's promises, no matter how great, no matter how large, no matter how small or how long, he will fulfill them. They will come to pass. You can bank on that. You know, God's promises are sure. They are firmly established. They are strong and secure. They are made permanent. They are steadfast. They are unwavering. And there's no doubt in his promises. When God gives his word, it's an assurance. It is guaranteed. It's genuine. It is for real. All we have to do is lean and depend on him. When there seems like there's no hope, there's no way out, but he has made us a promise, and when he make it, it will come to pass. All you got to do is just thank him and depend on him and wait upon him. When God speak, that's his word. He is the God of truth, for he cannot lie. You can depend on him. You can trust him. God's promises are unfailing. They won't diminish. They won't weaken. And they won't lessen. They are assured by divine ability, guaranteed by his supreme power. But we have to realize that he is the sovereign God. He has all power in his hand. There is no other power like God's power. And God's promises are of infinite value. There's no limit to God's promise or ability. So we shouldn't put any limit on God. We have to realize God is faithful. He's dependable. He's truthful. He's trustworthy. He's reliable. And he's infinite. There's no limit to God. So we have to think outside of the box. It doesn't matter what it is, what we need. All we have to do is depend on God today. Trust him for what he said. He's going to do it for us. It will come to pass. You know, in him are yea. And the word yea means yes, a strong affirmation, a strong statement, a statement of truth, just saying yes. He's saying yes to the promises that he has made. He's saying yes for whatever you have asked him to do for you. All of God's promises are yea for you. Amen. Him. So be it. It is done. Jesus in John Revelation 3:14, Jesus is given the title, the Amen, the trustworthy, the faithful one. 1 Kings 8:6, according to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hands of Moses, his servant. In other words, what the writer is telling us, everything God made, the promises he made to Moses, they came to pass. And just like he did it for Moses and the children of Israel, he's going to do it for us today. Don't look at what has been or what it seems like. Sometimes the enemy try to make things look like they're worse than what they are. But you know, we have to just think and thank God. Even when things hadn't come to pass yet, we still have to take time and just thank God for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. For God is a God that we can trust. He's a God we can lean and to depend on. He is our Savior today. He's going to come through. It doesn't matter. I know it may seem like there's no hope. The clouds seem dark and hanging low, but my God said it, and he's going to come through today. Just trust him. Remember, God promises to Abraham. God told Abraham that surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply. You know, when it's this verse is saying that as one blessing come, as one promise come, before it's completely fulfilled, another blessing, another promise is on the way. But you know, God did exactly what he said he would do. Hebrews 6:15. And so after he, Abraham, patiently endured, he obtained the promise. In other words, Abraham waited on God. He waited patiently on the Lord. And God came through for him. And we have to wait on God. Of all the promises that God has made to you, be patient. Wait on your promise. So many times we give up and we become impatient and we walk away from what God said he would do. And sometimes the very time when we give up and walk away, that's the very moment that God was getting ready to move on our behalf. The enemy wants us to give up. He wants us to walk away so we can say God said he would do it, but he didn't. But that's a lie from the pits of hell today. If he said it, he's going to do it. You got to put it behind you, put him under your feet. Let him know that you believe and you lean and you depend on God today. And that he's going to come through for you. Hallelujah. You know, he will do exactly what he said he would do. He did it for Abraham. He'll do it for you. God is eternally true. He's forever and always truth, for he is the truth today. We know that Satan is a lie, and just like he's a lie, God is the truth today. All you have to do is depend on him, lean on him today. Don't look at the situation. See, we have to take our eyes off the situation. Don't look at what you're going through, but put your eyes on God and think about what you've asked him to do for you. I often tell myself, I'm not looking at what I can see. I'm looking at what I can't see. In other words, I'm seeing what I've asked God to do. I'm looking at the promises that he has promised me. And that is how we hold on to our faith. In other words, when things won't look so hopeless, we got to look at God. Don't look at the situation. Because no matter how small it is, the enemy going to make it look like it's even larger than what it is. He's going to make the situation a whole lot worse. But when you focus on God today, keep your mind on God. He will give you strength. He'll bring you out today. He's standing there waiting for us to just cast all our cares upon him. For the scripture tells us, cast your cares upon you, for he cares for you. In other words, God loves you, and he sees what you're going through. And the scripture tells us we have not because we ask not. But today we're going to ask, and then we're going to trust him. We're going to believe in everything that he has told us. and we thank him right now. We're not going to wait till the battle is over, but we're going to shout now. We're going to give him the glory. We're going to give him the praise. And we're going to thank him for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you. He will do exactly what he said he would do. In other words, wait on God. Don't give up. No matter how many promises he has made you, no matter how long it takes, because God made those promises, he's going to come through for you. You know, over in 2 Peter 3:8 and 9, it tells us not to be ignorant to this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. In other words, it's all the same with God. So what we have for words like our time is not God's time. He's going to do it in his time and the way he want to do it. And when he do it, it's going to be done perfect. You know, we say the Lord was right on time. You know why he was on time? It's because he never left us. He's with us always. Hallelujah. And you know, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. In other words, he's not going to delay. He's not going to tarry. He's going to do it on his time. So wait on the Lord and be patient, even when it looks like there's no hope. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord, for he's going to come through for you. Keep your eyes on God. Don't look at the situation. Just stay focused on God. And God's going to do it for you, and we have to give him the glory and give him the praise now. This is all I have for you this week, but stay tuned for next week, for God is a God of love. He's a God of truth, and he will come through for you. Be blessed. God loves you today. He really loves you, and he sees the situation. He's an all-knowing God. He's there with you regardless of what it may seem like. Just trust him today. Lean on him. Lean on God with all your might. He's there for you, and he will take you through and bring you out.
Welcome to a world that is changing. Looking out the window got me wondering lately. Will we be okay? Will we be okay?
Yes, sir.
One day I can feel the sun shining. Next day a bullet can leave a mama crying. Will she be okay?
Lord have mercy.
Tell me, will we be okay?
Truth is,
life is taking everything that I have just to survive.
Testify.
I've got $25 in my pocket, and I think another 10 in my glove compartment. I'm trying so bad not to cry, but it's hard to stop it. But you say all of my needs, you promise you got it. So I'm gonna be okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be okay. Okay. See, I gotta remember.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
The unstoppable way, the unstoppable way.
The City of Alexandria Parks and Recreation and DeMar Johnson of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers presents Unity in the Park at Franco Hunter Park Saturday, March 14th from 2 to 6 p.m. There'll be food, games, fun, music, prizes, and health information. Performing live on stage, TK Soul. Also starring Chris Marquise. That's Unity in the Park, Saturday, March 14th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Franco Hunter Park. The email address for more information is parks@cityofalex.com. Unity in the Park. Together, we can make our communities better. And then Sunday, March 15th, there's a free gospel concert featuring George Dean and the Gospel Four. Also starring Big Show and the Quartet Boys. At 3 p.m. at the New Scott Alley Baptist Church. Brought to you by the City of Alexandria Parks and Recreation and the DeMar Dotson Foundation. Proud sponsors of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, with Dr. Saron Williams Sr., the pastor, presents the second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supreme. Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Also starring the Junior Disciples of Big Cane, the Anointed Praise Singers of Grand Cane, and the Sensational Six from Lake Providence. The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, 6511 Bayou Rapids Road in Alexandria, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15, booths are $50. The second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Don't you miss it. The First Evening Star Baptist Church and Dr. Saron Williams Sr. are both proud sponsors of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name? Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal and plumped hair, silk presses that last up to 2 months, braiding, scalp-only wig install, quick weaves, relaxers, baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Love is in the air. The England Air Park Baptist Church, 2520 Air Base Road in Alexandria, with Pastor A.L. Johnson. We'll be hosting our annual Love Night Banquet February 14th at 6 p.m. The theme, Love Is, from 1 Corinthians 13. The guest speaker for this occasion is Pastor Randy Harris of the Mount Triumph Baptist Church of Alexandria. Come and experience an atmosphere of love, food, fun, and musical entertainment featuring the Parkettes of Alexandria. The banquet dinner is $10 for an individual, 5 and under, free. Looking for that special place on a special night? Come where love is in the air. For more information, Mary Johnson is available at 318-730-1861. The England Park Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
KAYT Shreveport Greenwood 92.5.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe
that it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God
is working
his work,
a miracle.
Pour me out a blessing.
I won't have
room. Roaming roads at the
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
You know, it's going to be big. Pastor Mike Jr. right there on KAYT-KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. I am the Unstoppable Wade Hampton, and I am so appreciative that you decided to join me today. We're going to be taking birthdays and anniversaries at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We're playing the word game today. I'm looking for a word or words that begin with the letters G and U. Words that begin with G and U. All right? And we're also going to be giving you some love letters to you from God. Here's another one, a love letter that says, lean on. What does that mean? Well, you remember Bill Withers wrote the song, Lean On Me. Remember that? It was talking about how we can lean on our brother and he'll give us a hand. The songs tell us we all need someone to lean on. But if you're going to lean on anybody with your whole heart, it ought to be the Almighty God, the all-powerful, everlasting one, because he's so big that even when you lean on him with all of your weight, he won't budge and he won't move. So he's someone you can lean on. Here's another love note. He says that you are my child. You see, God is your heavenly father. Not only does he love you with a pure heart, but he loves you enough to discipline you, like it says in Proverbs 3 and 12, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as the father in whom he delights in his son. Now, those who are loved are disciplined, in other words, all right? All right. And God says that you are my delight. Proverbs 12, 22 tells us that God delights in those whose walk is blameless. And your walk is blameless when you trust in the sacrifice that Jesus made for you. God finds you delightful. Isn't that nice? These are love notes to you from God in anticipation of Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. Coming up on the program, Tamaya J with God Got My Back. Here's Samantha Howard with Praise You Forever.
Victorious people to stand on their feet right now. You ready? Let's go.